I'm a hybrid from another planet, along with about 200 others, and all of this technology that you're selling was stolen right at Area 51 and other bases from the SETIs. Mm-hmm. And I've got one on my website who is a messiah here on Earth at this time to keep opening the door, and I'm going to be putting out a book in a few months if I can ever get things put together without the conflict of others that will explain exactly what's been going on ever since 1947. And I've been aboard ship numerous times, and I have the ability to communicate with many different ETs as far as 900 light-years away. My father lives on the planet Moropia, 700 light-years from here. And I lived there 980 years before I reincarnated and came to Earth in 1935. On those planets, you live much longer and you don't age. Right. Probably way over your head, but if your company's warranty only warranties parts, and yet you don't have any place I can send this to get it examined, then you've got an awful poor company, plainly speaking.
So what kind of problems? I mean, he kind of let me know that the system wasn't working, and given the situation, we weren't really able to troubleshoot, which I completely understand, and I'm more than willing to send somebody out there to...
If you got somebody you can send out to troubleshoot it, I'd be... Where's your closest troubleshooter from Pendleton?
Well, we don't have people to send out to troubleshoot, okay? But there's things I can do. I mean, if you can give me just a brief description of what the computer is or is not doing, I can probably get pretty close.
I'll tell you what I've got. I've got a scanner, a brand new... In fact, I even invested in a brand new Epson scanner.
Mm-hmm.
$99 scanner, thinking that might have been the problem. I mean, we've went every route we could go other than tear into the computer.
Right.
And it will not scan and read. It won't even boot up the scan cycle.
Okay.
And I've shut... When it first started acting up, I was reading as high as 500-600 pages and then have it deleted. And then it just finally got, after 2 or 3 months, it'd read 20 or 30 pages, and I'd have to shut it off and reboot it. Got it down to where it would only read 2 pages, and then now it won't read anything.
What do you mean by reading pages? I'm not...
I've got software that I paid $995 for to put on the computer, and it reads the text and then gives it in speech over the scanner.
Gotcha. So you scan something in, and it'll read it to you.
It'll read it out loud, right.
Okay, gotcha.
Books, magazines, but it won't read the newspaper because it's fuzzy print. But if it's good, clear print, it'll read it. And it's high-tech stuff. I mean, that costs me an arm and a leg more than the computer.
I bet.
But here I sat. My hands have been frostbitten years ago. I built a barn back in 53 and covered the steel, and that picture's on my website. And I have ancient knowledge going clear back when the pyramids were built.
What's the website?
NWHistoryOfSaucers.com.
NWHistoryOfSaucers.com.
And the little ET that's on there is a reincarnation of the SETI that crashed at Roswell in 1947 on the 5th of July. And she flew over my ranch on June the 24th of 47, the same day Kenneth Arnold seen ships over Mount Rainier. And her brother crashed the same day in another ship, and I've been in constant contact with her since June of 2003. Next month it'll be 2 years. And I have been in contact with about 15 different ETs, and one of them is about less than 3 feet tall. It's locked up down south. I talked to him last night for over an hour, and he's given me all kinds of information about different things on Earth that our PhDs have been pooping around with all these years. And they don't know anything, positively nothing. It's all guesswork. But they lock these little fellows up. All they get is strawberries or strawberry ice cream to eat, and they force information. All of the technology for your computers, fax machines, bulletproof vests, night vision glasses. We never went to the moon without the technology stolen from them, and they use electric cattle prods and boiling liquid to pour on them. They treat them worse than any animal on this earth. That's what Area 51 was all about, son. I helped get 400 SETIs out of Area 51 a year ago in August. Created the telephone call between two of them so that they got the coordinates, and they went over the ship and beamed them out. They were a mile deep. the whole thing is going to open up, and I'm putting together a book that's going to tell the whole story.
I could see where the computer would play an important role in that, as far as getting your book ideas.
Getting my material read, because I get material on from different ones. In fact, I met Jerry Wills, who's on my website down in Phoenix, Arizona, and he came in on a ship 2 days after they crashed on the 7th of July of 1947 when he was 7 years old. And I didn't find out till last week from this little E.T. that he hijacked a ride on the ship at the age of seven. Normally they don't take children aboard ships, but when I met with him, he was supposed to give me sight, supposed to be a healer, and he's a fake. And his picture's on my website. He's just a little under 7 feet tall. He's got long hair down on his shoulders, but his people disowned him when he hitched a ride and the ship crashed. They were looking for Commander Sito's ship, and they crashed on the same mountain 2 days later, and he was the only survivor. Now he's grown up, and he's fleecing people all over the world, claiming he's a healer.
Just getting over on them, huh?
He got $5,000 out of me, and there was four other people here. See, I've got a lady three blocks from me that she's got a twin sister on the planet Electrolia, and she's 73 years old. I've got a lady below town about 10 miles that's also a hybrid. I've got a lady across town that's 81 years old that's on the back of my first book. I've got over 50 people in my book. See, all the people who are hybrids have an implant in their brain put in when they're about 4 or 5 years old. I have one. It's about the size of a BB, and they can go anywhere in the universe and take a picture, and I can see it in color, even though I'm totally blind. I can tell you where the nuclear warheads and the canisters were stored in Baghdad. They claim weren't there. Bush is the head of the Antichrist. There's about 8 of them, and they're going to create a war. Yahshua and Mother Mary will be coming to Earth on his gold-colored ship. And not too many years in the future, they won't say when, because the reptoids can also listen in on my implant to what I'm saying or what I'm told. So they will not say when he's coming, but he will heal my eyes and other people. I know this is way over your head, but I have a very critical position. I find the human race very unevolved as far as knowing what's going on. It's really not their fault, but our government and all the news media, every bit of it, including Coast to Coast Radio, plays a part of the cover-up. I can't get anything even in the local newspaper, but on June the 24th of 1947, we had all kinds of stuff in the newspaper, and it's right on my website. I got those old articles of Kenneth Arnold and different ones here locally that seen ships. I got the proof right on my website, and I'll go on a polygraph test for anybody on it. But here I sat with a computer that's about 5% of what it should be, of what the government has stolen. A little E.T. last night, Coley, told me they got one now that'll fit right on the rim of your glasses, and by moving your eyeball, you can change the computer settings.
Wow.
Put on a T-shirt that has a computer built into it.
On a T-shirt?
Yep. His uniform has little buttons on it that he can change the shape of his ship. Right now, his ship's 3 feet long. From between last Sunday and this Sunday, he went by his ship that's in a glass cage. They can't touch it or it'd burn them. But if he had his uniform on, he could expand that ship clear out till it bust that glass cage, and he could get aboard and go right through the wall. And he can make himself anywhere from 4 feet tall down so small that you can't see him. I mean, this is technology that the human race won't and can't believe. But ETs don't lie. The humans are the liars. My commander, Xani Sito, has two brothers, one, and both of them were locked up at Area 51, and I've got a video of them while they were there. A fellow in 1997 slipped the video out. And J-Rod and Krilly, and J-Rod was featured on the UFO magazine on the August issue. But I can't get anything in the magazine because the fellow who is the editor of the magazine also wrote the book of Colonel Phil Corso's and left a lot of his material out. So he works hand in hand with Coast to Coast. They're all in one big click. And billions of dollars have been spent on the cover-up and people being killed. I'm also on a very critical edge because of what I'm going to open. But I'll give my life to get the truth out, because the people need to wake up and realize our government has done nothing but lie to them, cheat them, and steal from them. And the whole society today is being treated as though they are nothing but slaves to the hierarchy system. We've got boxcars scattered all over the United States, most of them in Canada, that are double-deckers with shackles in them, and to put people in, and benches. Double-deckers. I've got a video of it. I've got another video that shows the concentration camps, which we've got 100 of them scattered over this country. You don't know anything about those things, do you?
No, I don't.
I've got them on video. And I've also got a video I made of Commander Sito down at McKnight Canyon, New Mexico, pretty near 2 years ago, her drawing the hieroglyphics, the pictures of her father, her ship, a mother ship, the ship she crashed in Roswell in 1947, because she has complete recall of everything that's happened clear back before Earth was ever formed. And I asked her, after talking to her for about 3 months after I met her down there, I said, "How is it that I know these things?" She said, "You're very ancient. You have reincarnated many times." I said, "How do I know all about the pyramids?" She said, "You were one of the ground crew chiefs." I said, "Honey, that was 540,000 years ago." She said, "You're much older than that." I said, "Okay, Paul Harvey, where did you first come up with me?" She said, "I met you on the planet Meropia," she said, "before Earth was formed." I said, "But that was 2.5 billion years ago." She said, "You're much older than that." She said, "I kissed you," and she said, "You were 7 foot tall in a silver uniform, and we've been bonded ever since." And I didn't meet her directly until June the 18th of 2003. And she flew over the ranch on June the 24th of 47, one of three ships. Took my picture, so when I got out of a four-wheel drive and just lacking 6 days of being 56 years, she recognized me. She aged the picture and knew who I was. There's nothing, sir, there is nothing she can't give you the answer to about any creature, about any time, but the one thing they won't say is when Joshua's coming, because they don't want the reptoids to know. The reptoids have got control of 87% of our population, either by genetics or by implants. Anybody that's greedy and selfish and materialistic, Bob Hope for one, the owner of the McDonald's, all of these big money people are a part of the cover-up bunch. And megabucks are being spent toward creating a war. And over in Baghdad, the nuclear warheads and canisters were right under the main castle. They flew over there with the ship, took a picture of it, and sent it to me. The blackout we had a year ago last August in Ohio and back up into Canada was caused by those eddies. I've got a picture of it on my website, the back end of a mothership hanging out over the East Coast, and the government airbrushed out the picture that showed the three triangles that came forward, and one of them shot a beam of energy down on the building and put the power out. And just the night of the 12th over Phoenix, right on coast to coast last night, they showed a video. And I happen to know the young fellow in Phoenix that took the video, and he's another star person, because only those people who have implants in their brains see the ships. Two people can stand side by side, and one that don't have an implant can't see the ship, and the other one will.
So you could see those. You've got that.
I have the implant, yep. But I not only can see the ships, but I can get messages from anywhere in the universe. They showed me a picture of their home planet, which was 37 light years away. And she drew a picture of my home world where my father lives, Meropia, and it's on my website. And that is what we would call heaven in the Bible, because Yahshua lives in the southern hemisphere, and my family lives in the northern hemisphere, and I've got two daughters that are a little over 400 years old that live in the northern hemisphere, and part of the time they're flying, and part of the time they're doing farm work. My father is a builder on the pyramids. I talked to him for the first time on the 19th of March. He spoke to me through the Shawnee's implant, telling me to slow down. Well, I've worked hard all my life, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. I put in a subdivision. I run a fuel yard. I farmed until 72, and my sight got so bad I had to get away from the machinery. So I've had a very, very diversified life. And when I run into these people that claim to work 8 hours a day and spend half of it in the coffee shop, I'm very repulsive toward the human race. A lot of them can't read or write or even write a check. And unfortunately, I can't write a check, but when I go in Walmart or someplace to get groceries and they can't write a check and want to use the machine, it's very repulsive to me, son. The whole situation, they're trying to dumb down the human race and make nothing but sheep out of them so that they can control them. And by the 666 in the Bible is the sixth year, the sixth month, and the sixth day. That is June the 6th of 2006, everybody will have an implant. And if they don't go for it, they wind up in a concentration camp. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, to say the least. I could see where getting this computer up and running would be very, very important.
Well, it is to me, but on the other hand, here's another problem I've got. I try to help her because she has to live in hiding, and she gets $550 a month, because when they had her at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base after she was reincarnated, I've even got the autopsy pictures on my website, five of them. They started cutting on her back in August of 47 before she was completely dead on a steel table with her block for a head pillow. And after she reincarnated 10 years later as half Indian and half Seti, her skin is transparent, you can see through it. Her eyebrows are black and her eyes are dark brown, but her hair is snow white. So she is part Indian and part Seti. The true Zetis are insectoids. They belong to the insect family. They're not even mammals. But with their genetic ability, they can cross different races. The Zetis have probably the most advanced technology for genetics there is. And this nanotechnology that they keep talking about on Coast to Coast is all stolen from the little fellas that I'm in communication with by using force. Otherwise, we wouldn't be much better than we were long before you were born.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Not to digress, but you're saying that right now the system is not scanning properly.
It won't do anything. Just sit there and hum.
Will it turn on?
It'll turn on. The fan will come on, but just sit there and hum. When I hit three keys that's supposed to bring it up or the space bar, it won't do anything.
Supposed to bring up what? The computer?
Supposed to bring up the it'll say on there that it announces that it's ready to scan. Announces the technology, and then you hit the space bar and it's supposed to scan a page. It takes about 30-40 seconds depending on the amount of material on the page, and it's such that the book can be on there crossways or upside down, but it'll still tell you which way it is and read it, but it flat won't do anything.
Have you contacted either the scanning company or this $1,000 piece of software company regarding the
issue? Well, contacted, it isn't the scanner, because I've switched scanners. The software works on a different computer, so it isn't the software. I've used this software on another computer, an old compact that was in 1997. It gave me no problems as far as the software. There's something in the computer, but I haven't authorized anybody to tear into it and void the warranty. But nobody other than this fellow that helped me set it up, which he walked out the door and he said, "Don't ever call me again." He said, "I don't want nothing to do with it." And I paid him for his time, and this is out of my pocket. And I live on $1,100 a month and try to help her and try to get my book out. And you don't put a book out cheap when you've got dozens of pictures. I've got a picture of the backside of the moon, a picture of Mars. There's eight races that live on Mars. And they're all cloaked out so the government can't see them, and they got a special telescope that they can look up there that the public don't know anything about. It's stronger than the Hubble telescope. And I've been taken clear up by Pluto, and there's some of our Palladian hybrids that live in Pluto, about 200 of them. We've also got a big underground base in California in Mount Shasta. There's a whole city down under with about 10 or 12 races under there. See, there's nothing that the people know about the truth. Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, there's three up at Mullowa Lake. There's three up in Canada in the Great Slave Lake, and there's some of the regular sized in the Great Lakes, besides a smaller breed that's about 6 feet long. And they're ancient, very ancient, go back to the dinosaur days, and they're cousins to the sea turtles. and they've been putting books out on it, and they don't know anything. It's all guesswork.
Right.
And they can go from one lake to the other because they're bottomless lakes. They can go from one lake clear down underground over to another lake, but they're not mammals. They birth their young, but the young has to live on the embryonic materials until they get big enough to eat small fish and some plant life until they get bigger. But they get the bodies about 20 feet long, and so is the tail, and the male's got two humps and the females don't have any humps. So I've got the whole story to put in the book about that, plus the pyramids. Most of the pyramids, they think they're 4,000 or 5,000 years old. These PhDs are spending billions of your dollars and my dollars out here investigating with grants, and they don't know nothing, buddy. If you lived with this for 70 years of your life, seen flying saucers when you were 12 years old, seen an ET when you were 8 years old, and then have all this lie, how would you feel toward the government and the human race?
I would feel much as you do.
And I still try to be kind and considerate of others. And I find it, being blind, very, very rough. I have a few people that I can depend on at the shop, but the majority of the people have become so greedy and so ignorant and so well-educated that I'm just a plain old country boy. But I have done more things. I put in a subdivision. I run a fuel yard for 9 years, delivering coal and wood, unloading the boxcars by myself. I farmed, raised cattle, wheat, barley, alfalfa, irrigation, put in a well, had a mountain place where I cut wood, logged, and the barn that's on my website, I built that in 1953 when I was 18 years old, and I had very little sight then. And I never have opened a book on wiring or plumbing or anything like that. And I put in a subdivision across the street from where I live, and I asked her, I said, how could I do these things? She said, you have ancient knowledge from former lives.
So,
when it comes to computers, as far as I'm concerned, they're junk.
So what is it you would like? I mean,
I need somebody that can get it fixed. The fellow down here where I took it, he said he couldn't work on it without authorization from your company, and your tech said that they couldn't give authorization. I've got his phone number. He tried to call this morning, and after a half hour, he gave up. And from 8:30 after he hung up until about a half hour ago, I was on the phone trying to get through to somebody.
Right. So here's where we stand. Okay. What your warranty covers is if parts need to be replaced, we can send somebody out on site at your house to replace those parts for you. If you want to have somebody else look at it to figure out what exactly is causing the issue, that's totally up to you, but it wouldn't be covered under your warranty. Now, if they go in there and start messing with the computer and everything, unless they damage parts while they're working on it, it's not going to void your warranty. Okay, so...
Yeah, but how am I going to pay somebody $50 an hour or whatever he charges to examine it?
Right, yeah.
I've already had a fellow that builds computers, couldn't find out what was wrong with it, and another fellow that, I don't know what this kid did, but he couldn't come up with anything after having it there for 2 weeks. I think he just sat there and looked at it because he didn't strike me as a very intelligent individual. But on the other hand, the fellow that's got it now, it's been here since 69, and he's another one of the reptoid type. All he sees is money. He don't lift a finger unless he's getting paid by the clock.
Right.
And I give all my services to people, fella. I've spent thousands and thousands of hours trying to help the world around me.
Right, I understand.
If your company only warranties just the parts and don't have any way of examining, then I'm stuck with a piece of junk. Because I can't afford to pay him $200 or $300, because he said he's already got 3.5 hours into it with the half hour he spent on the telephone. And I don't know what he charges, but I know it's exorbitant because all these young punks nowadays, all they know is money.
Well, I mean, if he's got 3 hours into it, he should already know what's wrong with it, if there is something wrong with it.
He still said it was an endless battle. That's what he told me this morning when he called. He says, you see if you can get a hold of him. He says, I'm not going to spend all my time sitting on the phone. I spent 3 hours on the phone Friday evening.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you have him call me directly?
He tried to do that, and he couldn't get through.
No. My phone number, me personally.
He won't call. Why don't you call him? I'll give you his number right
okay.
now. It's 541-276.
Talk to Steve. 646-276-6839.
541-276-6839. His name is Steve.
Okay.
If you call him, that I'd appreciate it.
And he knows you. He knows you by Roy, or
yeah, Roy Tim. He's got my business card. He's got my website. He's got the whole works. And if you get a chance, you look over my website. You'll get an education. You'll find out the human race are a cross between the Palladians and the Bigfoot. We got 20 head of Bigfoot right up here in the mountains, about 60 miles southeast of me.
Let me give him a call.
Okay.
Find out where he's at and kind of what he's done to it and what needs to be done to it.
What was your name again?
My name's David.
David, okay. Have you got a number that I can reach you if I need to?
Yes. It's 1-800.
800.
822.
822.
8965.
8965. Is that a direct line?
No, let me give you my extension. 72.
Extension 72.
38.
38.
980.
980. Okay, I hope that we don't get snags like we have before. Please give him a call, sir. I hate to be bitter, but I tell you, when I know what's going on and I know how the people are being shafted, it's very disappointing to me.
Understood. Let me call him and let me make sure I've got your phone number correct here. I got
541-276-2756. I'll be here till about 1 o'clock.
Perfect. Thanks, Roy.
And I got to do some mailing. And if you get a chance, look at my website. You'll get a hell of an education.
Absolutely.
Take a good one.
Uh huh.
God bless, brother.
Bye.
Bye.